The Australian military says coalition forces have killed more than 9,000 fighters of the so-called Islamic State. Australia is one of several Western nations that's joined the fight against the Islamic extremist group. Australian fighter planes are conducting operations against the group in Iraq. But 400 Australian and New Zealand soldiers could soon join them with the job of training local troops. Michael Edwards has this report.
Whether you call it ISIS, ISIL, Islamic State or Daesh, one thing is for certain, the extremist group has sent shockwaves across the world with its rapid-fire advance through Syria and then Iraq. So much so, a coalition of Western countries led by the United States and including the UK and Australia is conducting a sustained campaign to destroy it. And according to the Australian Defence Force, the effort is working. Vice Admiral David Johnston is the Chief of Joint Operations for the ADF.
In my view, what's changed in the past, we had seen territory captured and then lost. That means that it had to be recaptured. That's occurring less now. And increasingly, both in the north, the operations up and towards Tikrit, and the west, I think, is still more contestable than other parts of Iraq. But when territory is captured, it now tends to be held in a better manner than it was in the past.
It's estimated Islamic State has 31,000 fighters, of whom 18,000 are foreigners. But Vice Admiral Johnston says the air campaign is taking its toll on its numbers.
The United States assesses that the number of Daesh fighters killed is approximately 9,500. While we are not using body count as a measuring stick, it is a warning to those who might be influenced by Islamic extremists that there are deadly consequences if they travel to Iraq or Syria to fight.
Australia's fighter jets have carried out dozens of sorties against IS, and Australian troops are set to take on a bigger role training Iraqi forces. The joint training mission will see 300 Australian troops, joined by 100 New Zealanders, deployed to an airbase north of Baghdad. The government hasn't given the final go-ahead, but the deployment has moved a step closer this week, with the New Zealand soldiers arriving in Australia to prepare for the mission.
This will involve training in basic weapons, individual and unit-level military skills to prepare Iraqi security forces for combat operations, operational planning, medical and logistic training, and to train their trainers.
The joint mission could be ready to deploy by mid-April. Despite the international intervention, IS is still proving a difficult foe for Iraqi security forces. Foreign fighters, including Australians, continue to join its ranks, and an offensive to retake the Iraqi city of Tikrit appears to have stalled.
What you have here is a profound struggle going on between the Sunni and the Shia sects of Islam. And it's difficult to see that the West can really play any meaningful role in that at all, I think, in order to bring about a solution.
Peter Jennings is the Executive Director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, and he says while coalition airstrikes have stopped Islamic State's advance, it's going to be a much harder proposition to destroy the group.
I'm something of a pessimist on the situation, and I think in particular in the last month what we've seen is increasingly an Iranian-backed campaign using Iranian Shia or Iraqi Shia militias, which I think are very unlikely to achieve any long-term political success fighting in Sunni territory in Iraq, and that's cause for, I think, serious concern. And although there's undoubtedly been military success in the form of being able to target ISIS fighters, at best I think this is producing a type of stalemate rather than any clear pathway towards a victory in the short or medium term.
But Peter Jennings does think the high rate of casualties among Islamic State fighters could prove to be a deterrent to young Westerners who are considering joining its ranks.
The Islamic State is using its propaganda to generate large numbers of volunteers who really become poorly trained cannon fodder, sort of almost literally cannon fodder in taking the fight in Syria and Iraq. And I think that it's highly likely that if one was silly enough to be recruited for that type of activity, that you face a high likelihood of being killed on the battlefield.
Peter Jennings from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, ending Michael Edwards' report.